This is a Forbidden Knowledge News premium episode. Become a member now to get access to this full episode and many more at forbiddenknowledge.news or just click the link in the description. Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight I want to welcome Shepard Umbelas. He is an activist, journalist, filmmaker, film producer, radio talk show host, and founder director of IntelliHub.com and UnboundRadio.com, which are one of the largest internet talk radio networks in the world. Shepard, welcome. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining us. I've been looking forward to this so much. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsor, CuriosityStream. They are the award-winning destination for documentary series and features covering every topic from space exploration to adventure and how-to series with thousands of titles, including exclusive originals. CuriosityStream delivers shows across the full spectrum of the nonfiction genre to demystify space, nature, history, technology, society, lifestyle, and more. Satisfy your thirst for knowledge anytime and anywhere with CuriosityStream. Just click the link in the description to start your subscription today. They start at only $2.99 a month. Now, Shepard, from conspiracies and cover-ups to a myriad of other information regarding what is considered forbidden knowledge, you cover it and research it. I've been looking forward to tonight because I've picked a few of the most profound and controversial conspiracies of our recent history, including some of the things that are now occurring. Before we get started, I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about your background and what got you started down your current path.
Well, basically, I used to be a contractor, and the economy fell out back in like 2005, 6, 7, 8 era, and I started researching like, why is this happening? What's going on? And it got me all fired up that things were kind of going downhill at the time, especially like in the housing market and whatnot. So then I stumbled across these mass graves, and I talked about it on the Alex Jones show. And that kind of got me into the whole like reporting thing. To some extent, it got me interested in it. And later on, when the economy crashed and I basically, didn't really know what to do, I was thinking, I'm just going to start talking about this stuff and, get the word out, see what happens. And basically it developed from there. And it's just something that I have a passion for, I guess, basically. And so since I've covered a lot of stories, I've like on the Las Vegas shooting, I've authored over 300 reports. I've authored over 250 reports on COVID. The website has over 13,000 posts on it at IntelliHub.com. And, we cover anything from the police state to GMO foods, pretty much like anything you could imagine we cover that I feel is interesting. And we'll talk about anything that's kind of weird that's going on in the world. That's what I do basically.
Very good. Well, I thought a perfect place to start tonight would be the whole COVID situation. I'd kind of like to get a basic breakdown of what do you think is going on behind the scenes? And first, what did you think when this first broke and then everything kind of started coming out of China?
Well, I was analyzing what was going on in China at the time. And to me now, looking back on it, it appears like almost two different events, or there's some to where whatever was going on in China, people were dropping dead. There was entire families dropping dead at nearly the same time, twitching. People, were seen with blood coming out of their mouths. Really strange behavior for a virus. But yet when they said it started coming into other countries, I was getting calls from Italy, journalists in Italy, and they're like, Shepard, I'm not believing this because, I don't see anything going on here. It seems like they're lying or something. And I was thinking, great, this is weird. What is it like another, going to turn into another Sandy Hook conspiracy or something? You know, how weird is this going to get? And so sure enough, Jason Goodman with Crowdsource the Truth, you know, he basically started walking around this hospital and found out, you know, they might've been running a drill there or something. So all of a sudden, I started checking into it more and more and started finding out there was people going around filming all the hospitals, and they were basically empty, like everywhere. And this was almost worldwide. And you start checking into it, and then the flu numbers, and it was really weird because you had to distinguish, like, things were really going on in China to the point to where it was scary, or at least the video we seen looked like that. But I feel like it was authentic video. It was just too much video. It's not like they showed this video and paraded it around on the mainstream too to cause fear. They actually tried to hide these videos, so it's like really strange. And then, but then you see this doesn't really cross into America. And I think what they're calling COVID here is nothing more than like the normal coronavirus or something. And then they're, we know that the tests are giving false positives, and they're also infecting people with like supposedly COVID. And then they're moving toward contact tracing. And then we see like Rockefeller white papers where they're talking about doing this whole scenario in lockstep, and they want to create all these problems and chaos so that they can usher in this like control grid and like track and monitor us and give us, you know, some kind of ID that's like almost biometric, that basically they want to chip us, but it'll be the next best thing and everyone will take it because you're not supposed to be able to return to work. And so that's why people think they're going to, I was talking with Jerome Corsi, and he thinks there's going to be a second wave, and maybe they've released half of a binary component of a bioweapon or something, you know. That's what other, you know, like some people are thinking, and you never know. So like, it's like right now, a lot of people aren't buying what's going on. I was monitoring things where I am, and I was thinking everyone here would be dead because, like, you know, there was grocery store people not wearing masks, and they're checking out people for months, you know, all this stuff, and I'm kind of watching. And, you know, so I don't know what to think about it, but, it should get interesting. That's all I know.
Yeah, definitely. Now let's go back to China for a minute. When this all started, like you said, it seemed horrific, some of the images that were coming out. And it does seem like we were dealing with two different viruses or whatever you want to call this.
Yeah.
It's two different illnesses. Do you think that the Chinese may have been poisoned or dealing with some other nefarious type of,
Yeah, I almost think it was, you know, some people say 5G, but I don't know. Cyanide poisoning, you know, they were going around spraying gas. You know, what's to say the stuff they were spraying around wasn't doing that. I mean, like, you know, how weird they didn't spray anything here in America like that, you know, that you saw physically, like all the way up into the atmosphere, like up on streets and buildings and,
now, when we talk about, you know, what we're seeing now, the effects that it has on not only our economy, but the global economy, and we're talking about they possibly could have a part two coming out, you know, sometime in the near future. What do you think that this is going to lead to ultimately? Because on top of all this, we have this new, you know, set of protests and social unrest based on this racial turmoil. A lot of that seems to be, I don't want to say manufactured, but some of it seems to be being pushed from a globalist agenda, and both sides seem to be kind of playing with different sides of this. Where do you see this going as far as some of the agendas behind it?
Well, they're definitely going to want to roll out contact tracers, and they've all vested interest into this, but really is what they're doing is almost rolling out like Hitler's plan, because they're starting like with these contact tracers. There's going to, you know, they can say people have COVID. They could just say, like, they could just start making this shit up basically. And then the next thing you know, they're kicking in people's doors. They're snatching and grabbing entire families because there's not two bathroom facilities in the home. So that, you know, then they say, well, we got to take them to a special facility. And then all of a sudden, you know, do we hear from these people again? We don't know. I mean, how bizarre. And this has been recommended by the World Health Organization, but it's also being done. And it was also being done early on. And early on, they even took, I tracked up to, I want to say 13,000 Americans at one point that they brought onto military bases off of like cruise ships and stuff early on. And I've never heard from them since. I mean, like, what happened to these people? You know, it was a little, it's really weird. And did they mitigate or end something that was a real bioweapon, and then they got a handle on it like right away off of a cruise ship or something? And literally like these people got wiped out at some military base, like 13,000 of them, or like, you know, what is going on? I don't know. But there's questions like that people need to check into. You know, not one mainstream reporter went into a hospital to show that they were empty. I mean, it's just so controlled. If you think about that, really, so not one guy, not one mainstream guy checks into it. You know, I mean, like, what's the chance of that?
Yeah, and something else that's going along with this is we can't talk about the things that are raising red flags. We can't talk about the things that we don't understand that aren't making sense coming from the media, because we're deemed as a danger to society, or we're steering people in the wrong direction and we're being censored. Tons of platforms, tons of shows, tons of people who are just questioning the truth, questioning what we're being fed through the mainstream media, are being shut down completely and silenced. It's like a whole new form of censorship. Free speech is almost completely gone now because of, you know, all these new things that have come along with this.
Yeah, well, also people are accepting it. It seems like they're just like, oh well, I got banned on this, and I mean, like, you know, no one can really do anything about it. And you know, it's just whittling away. I mean, it's only a matter of time.
Do you think that in a matter of time, we may not have any alternative platforms to turn to on the internet or social media? Because
pretty much it, you know, pretty much
see this
like
happening
that
right now.
I was shadow banned probably in like around 2013, and you know, years before even Alex Jones was talking about such a thing. And they started like coming after me like in real crazy ways, like the SPLC and stuff like that, like early on. But basically they shut off my Twitters and my Facebooks to nothing. So like there was like major activity on them. And then just one day, like literally there was just zero retweets, most pretty much. So I've been just living with that the whole time, you know, and just kind of studying it and like what they do. But, you know, people talk about that now. I don't know, pretty strange. And how they do it, I don't know. I haven't quite figured it out, but somehow they don't promote your tweets as much, or they also might find out who you like direct message and stuff. And those people, like, for sure, they'll show your feed, but everyone else they won't or something. I mean, like, I've had people say like, they've unsubscribed me and all sorts of stuff, you know? So I don't know.
We're seeing some major stuff happening right now. And something I briefly mentioned is our economy is already, we're seeing it tank and being destroyed before our eyes. And now we have all these new mandates on top of that, social distancing, restaurants are closing, small businesses because, you know, they can't have customers. And now on top of that, we have riots and protests that are causing further business closures. Just now in my home state of Louisiana and New Orleans, they're mandating that they're going to have a task force to make sure people are wearing masks out in
right.
public.
Yeah, that's another thing. So pretty soon, like, there'll be no more masks, or, you know, or are the, I mean, like, people are just wearing like cloth masks. I mean, what's the point? So this is just too weird. And it's really slave training, and they know whoever's wearing masks is going to go along with it. Whoever's not is not. They're probably cataloging that information right now, you know, who knows.
And I don't see how our economy or even a lot of places around the globe are going to survive this. And, you know, what the local governments seem to be doing nothing, as well as the, you know, of course, the national government. It seems like we're going to see some pretty dire times in the near future. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
Probably. It looks like they want to do like some kind of system reset or something, maybe. Maybe they want the economy to ultimately crash so that they can come in and save the day with a new cryptocurrency that everyone has to use, like a one world currency, and they'll say, okay, everything's worth a dollar again or something. I don't know. But it appears they're moving that direction. But basically, they want to, block you from attending sporting events. They want to block you from shopping at grocery stores, unless you have this proof of vaccination. And to do that, they ultimately want to give you the micro dot tracer vaccine that Bill Gates is offering, and that's what they really want to roll out ultimately. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll just straight up roll it out, even though everyone knows, this is a bad idea.